Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Let's face it. Football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
The Koivig Call on Off the Ball.
To have that drive to sort of ring Carl and say, right, like, here, let's be open conversation. Like, where can I improve? How can I get into your squad? I think is really, really good.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Damien, a game that you had to win, I suppose, a derby game, but a hugely important victory in the end for your side.
Yeah, and deserved. Listen, Dublin derbies play a big, big part in you win the league. Our record last year in the Dublin derbies was fantastic. This year, maybe off to a slower start, draw against Pats, draw against Rovers. But tonight, I can't fault the guys. Absolutely brilliant, everyone. And especially second half, just playing with a tad more aggression, getting further up the pitch. And there was only one team ever going to win the game.
It turned into a bit of a tactical chess match. They were making changes, you were making changes. In the end, your changes proved dividend.
Here there seems to be a lot of talk about tactics in England and Ireland at the moment. That's our job. Like I said, if I'm just to let lads go out and roam around the pitch, I wouldn't be doing my job. So, yeah, we're up against a good team, top players. They always change how they play and they get you thinking, so it's fantastic. It's exciting for me and Joe and the staff how they're going to set up and how we play against them. But like I said, tonight's all about us. Second half, we didn't give them an inch, and as I just said there live on TV, we asked them just to get further up the pitch and suffocate them and keep them in their own half. We did that.
Yeah, you kept on knocking on the door, and eventually it proved you got the vital reward that you deserved.
Yeah, you're fabulous. Evan, talk about guys filling in and new roles. Evan, it's his run, that athleticism that gets us up the pitch. Could have had a free kick maybe. Then Ali sub made a big impression, affected the game, along with John, along with Meepo, obviously. Yeah, and it was a half scruffy goal, but no, you make your own luck. We got up the pitch, and Meepo, clever finish. I think he hit an old-fashioned toe bog, so fabulous.
Yeah, it was when you're putting on a striker to come on, at that moment he got it, but I thought the finish was beautiful, the change of body made, and you touched on then the old-fashioned toe bog almost. It might have even gone through a defender's leg. I haven't seen it back yet, but just beautifully in the corner.
Yeah, it was a fantastic goal, a striker's goal, you'd say, and I'm sure I'm going to get asked about him in all the media outlets here. That's how you respond to not playing. So we didn't start him tonight. He'll probably be, well, I know he'll be disappointed. Okay, how do you show your frustration? By coming on, working hard, working for the team and affecting games. And he did that along with the rest of the subs.
Over 5,000 here tonight as well. The majority went home very, very happy.
I only care about my three sides of the ground and making them happy, and we did it. So I'm proud, and I'm sure they're very proud of their team, because the lads were top, top class.
League is so competitive, isn't it now? Every points are so vital.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be a different league from our point of view to last year. Last year we obviously came out of the traps and we stayed on top for a long, long time. So to win the league this year, as I've said openly to the guys, we're going to have to win it different. So it's just all about racking up the points, chipping away, and tonight was a big night.
Congrats, Jerry.
Thank you.
Meepo, you've come off the bench in a Dublin derby and you've scored the winner. Does life get any better?
No, I don't think it does. But no, good night. Happy to get the 3 points and happy to score.
It was a real scrappy game prior to that. A real derby, dare I say, watching on.
Yeah. The lads dug deep, you know. It was always going to be a difficult game, you know, Dublin derby. And they're a good side. And they showed a lot of fight. And I'd like to think there was going to be a lot of edge to the game. And there was. So, you know, yeah, happy to come away with the 3 points.
Damien's words for when you come on, get the winner, was it? Or something along those lines?
No, we actually didn't speak before I came on. We've been fighting all week.
All right. Is that about your lack of playing time, perhaps? Is it?
I think so, yeah. You know, I haven't started the past two games and I've not been happy about that. And I've made it clear. But we spoke after the game and he said, that's how to show your anger.
Right, that's surreal. Usually you get these tactical instructions or words of encouragement. It was radio silence.
No, none of that. No tactics, radio silence. But I think the relationship between me and him is we have a mutual understanding and he knows what I'm capable of and he knows what I can do. So it was sort of just go on the pitch and do your stuff.
The goal, beautiful striker's finish. You had to change your body weight and then an old-fashioned toe poke was just a stunning goal to watch.
It came onto my left and I sort of chopped it and hit it on my right, bang.
And then that feeling, like the 5,000 in here, the place went wild.
You know, it was a great feeling when I scored and, you know, Talk is a great place to play and I really enjoy the atmosphere.
There was a moment then, maybe a couple of minutes later, where you nearly flattened Damien with a tackle in as well, man ball and nearly your manager in the works.
I think the adrenaline was high after scoring, so you know, the first press after scoring, it was intense and I sort of went in and I didn't intend to crunch the guy, but I went in very strong.
So this is a vital win for your side, dare I say it. It's a different challenge. How are you enjoying your time here at Chelsea?
I'm enjoying it. I feel like I'm growing every day. I enjoy training every day. I come in and we've got a good group of lads and it's really enjoyable.
I would say go back and talk to your manager, but maybe that's not the way you guys bond together.
we'll probably speak tomorrow.
Right, okay. I imagine let me play next week.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, congrats. You got the magical moment tonight and you've sent a lot of people home here very, very happy.
Happy to do so. Thank you very much.
Alan, one goal defeat in the derby. Your thoughts on that game? Frustration, I imagine?
Yeah, look, it was really tight. You know, there wasn't too many chances from both sides. Just switched off for one and they capitalised on it. Obviously, it looked to be better in possession of that, but there wasn't many chances in it from both sides, so it was one slip up and cost us.
That makes it probably even more frustration, does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah, because we worked extremely hard and I think not sure we got what we deserved there, but we need to work the keeper a bit more than that.
Still though, you had that late kind of ramble towards the end. You really ranked it up for the last maybe 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, I think bringing on James Clark, Connor Parsons, putting on, and change the shape, and we had to go. It's natural they probably drop off, so we need to ask more questions like that.
The game itself was so a chess match at times. You know, you were making changes, he was making changes. It was a real tight game where I suppose it was ultimately always going to be one little moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I'm not sure how it was to watch now. You know, it might have been boring enough, but tactically we were trying to get things right and they're a good side, but we could play better, I feel, you know, and that's where the dressing room feels, but it's a tough one to take.
It seems this season you can't catch a break. It's one win and then it's maybe a step back or whatever. It's always going to be a difficult game tonight, but you know where I'm kind of coming from.
Yeah, that's it. Look, come here, they're all tight games and tough games, so move on to next week.
Yeah, trying to build that momentum because the league is so crazy, isn't it? There's battles everywhere.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen the results now tonight, you know, just our one, so just concentrating ourselves. So, we have to lick our wounds after tonight.
How can you pick it up from here now? What's the
step we come in and dust ourselves down and get going again, you know, tomorrow, Sunday, whatever it be, and get a few lads back from injury as well, which will help.
It's difficult when it's like that, is it? When you're knocking on the door, you're looking for a break and it's...
You know. I thought it was really tight. There wasn't many chances in it and they got one and took it.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other. And some people in the past, they choose to die, so...
You say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community, it's like an offering for Pachamama. to say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia.
As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.